Hey guys, we just saw a crane collapse down there by the Idaho Transportation Department hangar. We are leaving the terminal now, heading out to check it out.
Smokey 7, Ops 1-3, I'm on location at the Jackson Jet Center's new hangar. Full collapse, and we're trying to make contact, see if anybody is in there.
All right, we are we're en route. Dispatch, Smokey 7 on primary.
Smokey 7.
We have a structure collapse at the hangar at Jackson Jet Center. We're en route right now. Smokey 10's on location. Have one crane collapse and I guess partial structure collapse as well.
Smokey 7, copy. We are getting that call. We have it at 3975 West Rickenbacker Way at flight service. Also getting another one at 3201 West Airport. We'll be dispatching those now. We also notified the hospitals. We have call takers calling them, advising.
Yeah, Smokey 9, I need you to come back and get into service. Into 17, what are you, what's your assignment working with Smokey 9?
Smokey 9, Engine 17, Smokey 10, Engine 8, we're on patient care inside. Smokey 9 is unavailable to go back in service at this moment.
Copy. Do you need another engine company out there to take their place?
Affirmative. Command, send me one more engine company.
Copy. Dispatch, command on primary.
Go ahead, command.
We get a third truck company.
Copy. We'll request a third truck, and it looks like PD is requesting two additional medics.
Dispatch, Battalion 1 on R-14.
Battalion 1.
Battalion 1 has assumed airport command. This will be unified command with airport operations. Smokey 7 will be Rickenbacker operations.
Command, Engine 8.
Engine 8, command, go ahead.
We have three patients still elevated in scissor lifts on the east side of the building towards the Jackson hangar.
Copy. Have we been able to contact the people that are elevated?
Affirmative. One of them's talking still. I see one moving. Not sure about. The third patient is also moving.
Copy.
Off engine 17.
Go ahead, engine 17.
Three red patients were extricated from the area where the three black patients are. They're handed off to ENS on west side of the structure.
Command Battalion 3.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm on location over here at Wright and Rickenbacker. You need any help with anything?
That's affirmative. On the north side of this incident, we have most of our patients being ushered. I've got safety officers en route. I need a safety perimeter designated. We've got too many people in the collapse zone. I don't know if there's a possibility of a secondary collapse. It looks like it's mostly stable steel at this, but it's an unknown due to the size.
Copy. So you're wanting to collapse perimeter. We want to get all the fire guys and PD outside of the collapse.
There seems to be a lot of civilian workers also in the zone. I need those ushered out first. But yes, I want a full perimeter on this. We still have patients in the middle that we're trying to get to. That is our highest priority, but getting the civilians that are uninjured out to a collection point.
Copy that. I'll work on that.
Command, engine 17 on the interior. Yeah, two patients in the blue lift. One of them's ambulatory. We're getting the ladder right now. The other one's non-ambulatory. We're going to need some sort of system to remove him, as well as the patient who's laying down in the orange and yellow bucket.
Right now I've got engine 17, rescue 17, or engine 17, rescue 7, ladder 7, working on the elevated subjects. Rescue 91 and Engine 91 are clearing the debris, searching for the additional patients. At this time, no additionals found.
I'm on the south side of the collapse with a red patient in my rig. Do you have any spare resources to drive me in?
Medic 17, standby. I'll see what I can do. Operations. Fire operations, command.
Go ahead, command.
Did you hear the Medic 17 request? Do we have a spare firefighter we can send as a driver for them?
Copy, break. Smokey 9. Command.
Go ahead, Smokey 9.
I know you're in service. Can you spare one to go in the ambulance to the hospital?
That's affirmative.
Copy. I was just talking to EMS group on 12. They advised that they had two yellow and one green that they were dealing with also. They've also had enough resources show up for transport. They should not need anything else.
Five is currently working to reposition another telehandler to get the second patient, two patients on the blue lift. Also, we've got truck seven is currently rescue process. Patient count right now is three. We've been transported by Ada County. I got three reds within the collapse zone, three blacks.
Copy. Three red, three black in the collapse zone. You got two on the blue lift, one that on the taller lift that's being worked on as well, in addition to the three reds that have been transported.
That's for a total of nine patients that are red and above. I do not have a count for yellow or green. There are no active patients left on this scene.
Copy. EMS checked with the rest of the crew when there's two yellow, one green they're handling. Copy. Working on still getting a full head count. Rescue operations, did you just call me?
That's firm. We have the victim from the orange lift being carried over to the Charlie Delta corner for transport. We're extricating the next two patients.
Yeah, hey, I was talking to Bo from Ada County. He just was asking for an update. How many reds do we still have left on scene?
Not sure. Let me check with fire operations and rescue group. Great fire operations command. Can you advise on that?
We have one left in the scene. There's one in the ambulance at the back of truck 7 that's there getting a firefighter to drive to the hospital. And then I believe there's been four reds have been transported already.
Safety command on 14. Did you copy fire operations information?
That's affirmed.
Copy. Thank you.
Ops, rescue group.
Go ahead, rescue group.
All patients have been extricated.
Copy. All patients have been extricated. Great. Dispatch, can you mark that on the call?
Dispatch copies all patients extricated 1805 hours.